Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another week of Vibe Nation Radio, where today, once again, I have my dear friend, intuitive astrologer, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, and this is the Astral Sage, where Chris and I just dialogue about different things that are happening in the astrology and just going with the rhythm of the universe. And before we came on the air, we were like, whoa, how you feeling with today's energy? And I want everyone to know that, you know, we have to go with the flow, what's taking place. And I'm sure that Chris is going to get into this. But how you doing, my friend? How you feeling over there in Chicago?
Oh, I'm definitely up for a party. I think it's time for a party. You know, it seems like we take life so seriously. And I think that as we're moving through this very dense cycle that we seem to be stuck in, we need to lighten up as often as possible. And, you know, that's not really about going out and getting wiped out of your mind or something like that. But I think we need to be able to celebrate life. And I think that's something that is going to come up more and more as we move now toward the equinox, which is a couple of weeks away. And then as we're moving into Aries time and then Taurus time, things are getting very, very, you know, grounded in the earth reality that we've created here. And we need to be able to step back and see the joy of just existence, the joy of life itself. And I think that's a big part of what Saturn is trying to highlight right now as Saturn is moving through Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is a sign that is very good at, is very good at being able to step above the fray. You know, a lot of people imagine Sagittarius as being somewhat shallow by nature. The truth is they just don't want to get stuck in the mud. And having Saturn, the great teacher, in that sign right now, it's forcing us to have to look at, you know, are we living in fear and are we living in a tormented existence simply because of all the imaginings that are going on around us? You know, I mean, let's face it, everything is going through a tremendous process of transformation right now. And if you can't flow with that, then you're going to feel like the universe is beating you up and you'll take it all very, very personally.
Yes, absolutely. I've been channeling that we are going through a great healing process right now, again, to allow us to, you know, heal that which no longer serves any purpose. And it's really important to keep the creative life source energy moving, which is celebrating life and singing, dancing, laughing, and knowing that, you know, we're all going through this. Every single person on this planet is going on through this. And they just want us to just take a deep breath and just, again, enjoy life for what it is. And imagination can be very, you know, dangerous because a lot of people have a tendency of creating something that they've gone through before and creating the beginning before it's even begun. And it's almost like Spirit saying right now that there's so many people that are creating things that truly are not truth. So to really shut the monkeys off as often as you can, because we're in the new, and where we're going, no one truly knows because we haven't been here before. But we have a tendency of pulling from our memories what's happened in the past and start to create it's going to happen again now. And this is where they're trying to say, stop it. Go sing a song, dance, paint, you know, sing, go hiking. Like, just do something to have fun in the moment.
That's absolutely the only way that you can negotiate through these very tenuous times that we're entrenched in here. Yeah. Currently, we have the sun at 16 of Pisces, and Mercury is exactly conjunct the sun at 16 Pisces. So this is a day for communication, where we really have to be lucid in our communication with people around us, and we mm-hmm. have to be open to communication coming in from those that we're interactive with. So we've got that Pisces energy very much amped up. We've got Neptune in Pisces. We've got Chiron in Pisces. And that vibe of Pisces at its highest vibration of healing and reconciliation, forgiveness, and love is something that we should be putting our attention on over these next few days, because we really can go back and resolve a lot of stuff from the past that has created a lot of chaos in the here and now. And the only mm-hmm. way that that's going to happen is through the act of forgiveness. So it's a good time for a Pisces vibe. The moon is trining the sun in that the sun's in Pisces, the moon's in Cancer. So you've got a nice, comfortable interaction going on between the conscious and subconscious realms. And so it's time to get out there and interact with people and move through the world and validate people, you know, give them a sense of they're important. They belong here. There are no discardable people out there, even though you may imagine that, oh, if we just got rid of this person, it would be a much better world. The truth is that doesn't work because all of these players on the stage, all of the people that you're seeing out there are a projection of your own consciousness. So until you take authorship of the story, you're going to continue to be a victim of the story.
Yes, absolutely. Sharing the love. You know, there's ways that when you see things that are happening out there in the world, and, you know, again, try and be as neutral as possible. And even if you don't agree with something, again, see the greater purpose behind it and still send it love, because I'm seeing a lot of people right now, they're going through a lot of life lessons, like major life lessons, and they're trying to heal where most people say I'm breaking free of, and I'll say abundance is a big one, that I'm breaking free from the abundance blockage. And it's almost like you're healing it, knowing that, you know, really tap into your self-worth and what are you worthy of? And because it goes deeper than just abundance per se as money, because it's an energy that we've brought in from other past lives as well. And I just feel that right now it's really important to see your self-worth and see the self-worth of everyone out there by sharing the love and just smiling, or, you know, just, you know, if you see someone, you know them, and you know they need a hug, give them a hug. You know, just the little things go a long way right now, because, again, Spirit is saying to me, we're opening up the heart chakra and the higher heart, and a lot of those that are very in tune with energies will feel this.
That is a fact. The other significant activity that's going on with the heavens right now, or in the heavens right now, is this Venus retrograde that was initiated just a couple of days ago. And Venus is in the sign of Aries, and it decided to turn around and go backwards for a period of time here, or it appears to be going backwards in the heavens. So the actual retrograde itself is from March 4th all the way into April 15th. And it started at 13 degrees Aries, and it'll go back to 26 degrees Pisces. And that's somewhat important to look at, because Pisces is a sign of the collective soul, the collective I am. And Aries is the sign of me, the ego, the that breakthrough experience where you became separate or imagined yourself to be separate from the rest of the universe. So within that passage that we've got on the horizon here, we're going to see a lot of relationships collapse. We're going to see a lot of new relationships become self-destructive in the sense of disassembling the ego. You know, they are, in other words, you will unconsciously attract people to you that will be a catalyst for your having to confront your own ego. So
yes.
It is kind of a fun period in that if you're taking it seriously and working with it, you're going to gain a lot of insights. But if you're in resistance, you're going to get pounded around the head. And it probably won't be a pleasant experience. And Venus is not really a happy energy when it's positioned in Aries. It's feeling duress. It's feeling, you know, because Venus is very feminine and it's very embracing. And it loves luxury, it loves beauty, it loves harmony. And Aries is a very astringent sign. So that Aries part of the zodiac where this retrograde is occurring is associated with Hesperius, which is the star of Lucifer. So, you know, that gives you kind of a an overtone as to what can come up and how it can come up. It is that sense of having done something wrong.
Yes, beautiful. And when we come back, we'll continue on with this Venus retrograde. So stay tuned, my friends, and we'll be right back with this commercial break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Is the Astro Sage with intuitive astrologer Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather. And just before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the Venus retrograde. So, Chris, why don't you take back over and finish off what you were talking about?
Yes, I was talking about Lucifer, the idea of the fallen angel. And, you know, all of us are angels, but within that, we have fallen into this set of images about who we are that is really, you know, kind of scary and hideous, but ultimately that's the point, is for us to be able to mirror ourselves and break through that interaction with, you know, the movement of the heavens. So ultimately we're projecting something on the screen of life here that can be very revealing and can be the beginnings of stepping away from these old patterns and these old hostilities, these old fears, these old resentments. So this can be a very powerful time for people to move very rapidly through a lot of dysfunction, either that or to crash and burn in a rather spectacular way. So it's entirely up to you as to how you use that energy. But then finally, when Venus does turn around on the 14th and start moving direct again, that region of the heavens, that's the third decan of Pisces, and in that position, there is a strong possibility, because of the Neptunian nature of the Piscean energy, for a lot of revelations to start coming through, a lot of, for lack of a better word, you know, just down and dirty situations that have been kept under wrap for a long, long time. So this could go in the direction of human trafficking. It can go in the direction of, you know, sedition. I mean, it's going to be hitting in a lot of different regions, in governments and in social interactions all around the world. So there could be a lot of aha experiences and a lot of revelations coming through between now and the end of April this coming year.
Wow. Stay tuned, folks, right?
Exactly.
As I was mentioning to you earlier, that Spirit has been using the analogy that we're all on our own fate train wherever we're going. But what seems to be happening this year is that we're up in the mountains and we're coming out and we're like looking around and we're like, okay, this is where I'm going. And then all of a sudden we go into the mountain and we're in a tunnel and it's bringing us around and we can't see where we're going. And we just know we have to go with the flow, because before you know it, you'll see the light again and we come out, but we might only come out for a brief time and then back again. And this is going to be a common theme for most of this year, that, you know, we really need to trust in where the universe is taking us, and knowing that you will see the light. You're like, okay, now I get it. Now I've got to move forward. It's almost like a lot of life lessons are going to be learned fairly quickly if you're open to be able to shift.
Exactly. Otherwise, you'll be projecting it outside yourself and you'll end up spending this whole period condemning others rather than stepping into forgiveness and reconciliation and becoming a better person, because you're willing to contribute in a positive way to the lives of those around you. And that really is how, you know, this energy that we're moving through is going to show up. So it's up to you as to how you come out on the other side of this. And again, that energy of Saturn in Sagittarius will be in trine to this process that is going on in Aries and Pisces. And as long as the movement of Venus is retrograde in Aries, it is a trine, so you're getting, you know, a somewhat positive flow. But as soon as it flips into Pisces, then it becomes a squaring energy, and that's when the harsh reality actually shows up. You know, that's where we have to deal with what we have set loose in the world. That's where we have to actually be accountable for the things that we have put into motion through the process of mind, or through the process of, you know, our emotional responses to the world around us, or however it works. So there's a lot of learning that is on the horizon here. It is going to be a period when we do see an accelerated process of awakening being presented to us.
On a human conscious level throughout the world. And I think people need to understand this, that we're all going through this. So again, stepping into your own power and working on self and realizing, you know, what is it the universe is trying to show you? And again, I've noticed this with a lot of people that they're kind of hitting, like they're awake, but there's certain parts of their life that they're hitting rock bottom. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, see this as good. Like, see this as, you know, when you wake up, you kind of have to hit rock bottom to wake up. And if it's happening in a specific situation in your life where it's kind of come to, you know, it can't get any worse is what you want to say, but it's almost like see the light that's coming out of it, that this is happening for a reason. So the universe is saying, what don't you get? Wake up, see this for what it is and heal it. Like you said, for any forgiveness or any healing you have to do it yourself, just go with the flow and just know that you're here as a soul having a human experience, and it comes with emotions and feelings, so you can't really get out of it. Just go with it, you know?
Exactly. And the beauty of it is if you are giving allowance to your own higher self, if you're giving allowance to the Christ consciousness or the Buddha consciousness, then that process, that energy or that consciousness will move forward and help you resolve the things that all of a sudden are becoming very evident in your life. So it's not like people are abandoned during this journey. The resources are there. The spiritual disciplines are, you know, the way that we access those tools. And we really have to be prepared to surrender, to allow having, you know, that force, Buddha consciousness, mm-hmm. Christ consciousness, whatever you want to tag it with, take over. It's like, you know, you can't continue driving or steering the ship when you're headed for the iceberg and you're oblivious to the iceberg. So this is where spirituality and metaphysics come into play. You have to step into a place of releasing control and having the trust that the outcome is going to, you know, get you beyond the iceberg and into that next stage of your own personal evolution. So these are definitely powerful times, and it's not something that's dramatically new. I mean, we've seen this over and over again, and because history does repeat itself. But if you really want to get a strong sense of the state of the nation and the state of your own personal consciousness, you as a participant in this physical realm, go back and look at the Civil War era in America, because in many ways, this Neptune in Pisces passage is a repeat of many of the things that were going on from about 1840 all the way up until about 1870. So if you really want to get a clear oversight as to how things are going to unfold, I would say be a student of history for a couple of days and look at that era, especially for the United States history, because the U.S., you know, has positioned itself as being the voice of the world and the leader of the world and yada, yada, yada. But right now, that voice or that leader of the world is going through a lot of serious inner conflict and inner turmoil. So those people who are willing to look back at history and ponder all the different circumstances that were going on 150 years ago will gain some real clear insight as to how to address just the day-to-day process of, you know, how do we deal with all of the craziness and corruption that's going on around us.
Yes. Never mind what's going on in your head, right? Most people can't control the monkeys either.
Well, and that really is a key element too, because the more chaotic your thinking is, the more chaotic the world you experience is going to be. So it's simply an outpicturing of your own mentality. And if you are out there running around with, you know, absolutely no ability to rein yourself in and to calm the mind and to flatline the ego for a while, then you're going to be tossed about like a cork on a very stormy ocean. And It's going to be cathartic, is, you know, kind of a nice way of putting it. On a deeper level, it could actually reduce you to rubble. So, you know, now is the time to start doing what you're supposed to be doing in a metaphysical sense.
Yes, and I'm sure the full moon that's coming up is also going to heighten some of this as well.
Yeah, I think that this coming full moon is going to actually provide us with an escape route if you're smart enough to be willing to, you know, to step aside for a second and to allow yourself to be directed instead of being headstrong and saying, I want this, damn it, I'm going to go out and get it. Because, again, it really is a process not only of discernment, but it's also a process of surrender. And that surrender is the key to everything that is going to be happening in your life, not only this year, but for quite a few years to come, because these are kind of raging times that we have stepped into.
Aren't we glad we signed up to come back at this time, Chris? Gotta love it. What a beautiful, I'm saying this as a good thing, because again, this goes to show you that we chose to come here to become a stronger soul and to help all of humanity shift. So I'm seeing this more of a positive thing, that we chose to be here during this very historical time here on planet Earth.
Yes, it actually is. It can be a joy ride, because if you are lucid and if you're moving through it, you know, fully aware of the impact that you have on the world around you, you can participate in the transformation in a positive way. And so I'm not going to say it's exactly an ecstatic condition that you step into, but you do have the joy that comes through.
Yes, absolutely. So when we return after the commercial break, we will go deeper into the astral stage with intuitive astrologer Chris Anderson, better known as Wen Feather. Stay tuned, my friend.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest, intuitive astrologer Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, is here, and this is the show we call The Astral Sage. And during the commercial break, it was very interesting. I started having a lot of loved ones and spirits showing up, and they're saying, March is all about expect the unexpected. And they're saying, so just embrace it and know that, you know, when the unexpected shows up, respond to it, don't react to it. And, you know, again, go a little deeper and ask yourself what needs to be healed or what needs to be released or where do I need to forgive, knowing this will allow you to go through this process a little easier.
Yes, that definitely is something that is worthy to highlight here, is that we do have, in addition to all of the other tools, we do have the wisdom of saints and sages and ancestors that are participating in this life with us, because they recognize much more clearly than we do that the only way for resolution is to heal the wounds of the past. And when we can take the emotional charges away from the past, when we can actually release and forgive, that's what clears the present moment. It resolves the past issues, and it creates a different future. It creates a different outcome for us. So it's a systemic process. It works on so many different levels. And, you know, doing an invocation to bring an avatar or a saint or an ancestor's energy into your space is probably a good idea, especially as we're getting closer to this coming full moon. It'll be a full moon in Virgo, which is, you know, very earthy, very physical, and very demanding. It likes for things to be very, very precise. So if you can set aside a part of your bedroom or some part of the house where it's not going to be disturbed, create a little sanctuary, and you know, grab a couple of crystals, put up some incense, and create a little shrine, so that you become more mindful. It's not that the shrine is a holy spot or anything, but because there are no places that are not holy in God's creation. But it becomes a reminder to step back and to allow that voice to come through from Jesus or from the Buddha or from, you know, Krishna or whatever it is that you have an affiliation with, that you have a sense of connectivity with. That will actually keep you grounded through the turmoil. So make sure that you're creating a sanctified region within your home, within your living space, so that you're constantly in a state of awareness that you are not alone as we're moving forward in this timeline that has got a lot of conundrums associated with it.
Oh yeah, I've got the boys, or as those that don't know the boys, the ego is coming out full force around the 13th, right after the full moon. So, and again, the ego steps forward to, you know, to allow you to see where it is that you need to be able to shift your vibration. So I don't see the boys as a negative thing. They're there to teach us. The ego is always going to be connected to us, but do we allow the ego to control us, or can we actually maintain it and be in love with the ego? So when the ego shows up, you know, you can turn around and say, no, I embrace this, and I understand why they're showing up, because this is something I need to heal within myself, instead of allowing yourself to be triggered or your buttons pushed to the point you start to flip out. And then before you know it, you're creating that chaos that really is not necessary. So stop and think, my friends, when the ego shows up, and ask yourself why. And you'll probably get a little bit of clarity there instead of reacting to it.
Exactly. Now I'm going to kind of diverge off in a little bit of a different direction for a few seconds.
Yep.
One of my favorite tools to use with astrology is a thing called the Sabian symbols. And this was something that was brought through back in the 1920s, 1930s, if I remember correctly. Dane Rudyard actually created a whole book around the Sabian symbols, and I use his book as a reference book for the Sabian symbols readings that I do for people. But there is a definition for each degree in the zodiac. So you've got 360 passages that define the individual degrees. And using my own chart as an example, I'm 10 degrees Pisces. That's my birth sign. And the Sabian symbol for that is an aviator pursues his journey flying through ground obscuring clouds. The keynote associated with that is man's ability to develop powers and skills, which by transcending natural limitations allow him to operate in mental spiritual realms. So, you know, starting with the placement of the sun and then looking at the placement of the earth in your chart and then the moon, then Venus, Mercury, Mars, going all the way out to Pluto, you can actually put together through the Sabian symbols, through the individual degrees, a story about who you are, or the more correctly stated, the story about who you are that you created before you came into this world. And I've found the Sabian symbols to be tremendously revelatory. It's like you get some really fantastic aha experiences out of going through and doing your chart with the Sabian symbols as the overview of what each planetary position in your chart is all about. So, and I do offer Sabian symbol readings. You have to email me about that. But if you have a chart and you're able to spend some time looking at the different planetary positions and reading about this deeper level of symbology, you can go online and find the entire text of the Sabian symbols. It's available online, and you can create your own personal reading for your chart and get some deeper insights, get some revelations that you don't normally get just by tramping around out there trying to figure out the planetary movement and interaction.
Beautiful.
So, yeah,
that's a nice tool for those listening.
Yes, and that's, you know, that's really a big part of what the Astro Sage is about, is making people aware of what it is that we have available to us to actually, you know, mobilize our consciousness, to actually set ourselves in motion for a bigger life experience, for, you know, a higher level of happiness, a greater level of self-fulfillment. So definitely be aware of the fact that there are a lot of things out there right now that can give you insight and help you shift to that next stage that you're aspiring to, you know, reach. Because, again, these are the times when the veil is going to become very, very translucent, and you'll be able to see things in a much deeper way than you probably have been able to in the past.
Absolutely. And I feel that, I don't know why they're bringing this up, the spirits that are here right now, they're saying that, you know, this is going to be very evident too. It's almost like when the equinox, the energy of the equinox starts to flip, it's almost like the coin's going to flip. So if you've been able to go within and really work with whatever it is that you're healing, when the equinox comes, you're going to see some light to the work that you've already done on a soul level. Would that be correct, Chris, is what Spirit's saying?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You will definitely get the visions that you're looking for. You know, and in reality, we're all looking for visions. We're all looking for insight and awareness. And they will be presented as we continue to move forward here, but it's being alert, being centered, being present that is going to be the key point in how you're able to access these things and how you're able to utilize them.
Yes, and Spirit's reminding everyone to, again, this is about your self-worth. You know, when you think about who you are at a soul level, do you see your worth? Do you beat yourself up? Or do you say, I'm not, you know, I can never get this? Or, you know, they're just saying, like, shift some of the words around as well. And they're reminding me to remind a lot of people out there that words are vibrations too. So if you encounter some issues, don't call them problems. Because remember the magic mirror, which is what the universe is. If you throw out to the universe that you have a problem, they're going to throw you another problem back. But if you say that you have an issue, they can work with you and send you another issue to allow you to resolve the issue what you're dealing with. So they're just saying be aware of the words that you're using. Don't throw out love daggers, you know, like try and find the love within this and know that we're all healing and we're all transforming. And it, this is a great transformation period and we're all going through this. So, you know, expect the unexpected. But if you find that self-worth within yourself, towards the end of the month, they're saying right now that there will be unexpected abundance that may show up if you're in the right vibration, knowing that you're worthy of what is coming.
Yeah, there is definitely a serendipitous nature to the dance of the planets right now. And without a doubt, there are opportunities that will be presented to you where you can advance your own self-interest. And, you know, to the degree of your desire to step into an enhanced state of living and being willing to share it and, you know, to utilize it for the greater good of those around you, that's the thing that will magnetize it more rapidly into your experience. So, yes, this is definitely a period when we can have those expectations of, you know, maybe not getting the billion-dollar order, or, I mean, the billion-dollar payoff, but there are blessings that abound right now, and if you're setting yourself up to be receptive to them, they will present themselves to you.
Yes. Expect the unexpected, right? Big
exactly,
theme for this month.
Yes. Yes, it is a strange and complex universe that we live in, but more importantly, it is a creation that we are constantly involved in. We're making it happen. So you do have to become willing to take ownership of all this stuff in order for it, you know, to not pound you down and turn you into pulp.
Take ownership. I love that. You know, like it is. You have to take ownership of your own actions, your own vibrations. And when you start to understand that you are a vibrational being, you start to realize what you've been vibrating out of the universe. Remember, they're a giant mirror. And whatever you vibrate out of the universe just comes back. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after this commercial break with the Astro Sage. Be right back.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibration Radio, where today's show is the Astral Sage with intuitive astrologer Chris Anderson, better known as Wenfeather. And this is the time in the show where Spirit is giving a message through me for all of those that are listening in for the next week. And they've been sitting here for a while, and I can understand why. They want those to listen in to understand that, you know, there may be areas in your life where history is repeating itself, or people are trying to tell you how to live your life. And they're saying, this is where you need to stop and realize that your higher self is asking you to go deep within and focus on where you need to go for yourself, because a lot of the vibrations people are sending out is that I'm taking the wrong road again, and you're focusing on things from the past, and they're saying like past, present, past, future, and they want you to live in the moment a little bit more, and they're saying that this is a time where we can move forward, that you have the ability to, you know, do some great healing over these next few weeks to be able to move forward and where you're going. But if you allow the boys, better known as the ego, to take over, you know, they're saying that the stability that you've created for yourself, like all the wisdom and knowledge you have for yourself is there, and it's ready for the taking if you just know that you're worthy of this, because too many people are still focusing on, you know, I'm not really loving life, I'm not loving this, and, you know, there might be a side of bitchy, bossy, dogmatic side coming out of people because of this. And it's because people are feeling things are taking too long, it's taking too long, it's taking too long. And they're saying everything's in divine timing, that we must learn to, you know, shut off the monkeys for a bit and be able to go within and realize that things can be smooth, things can be easy. Like they're saying that, you know, we're on this roller coaster and it might be throwing you all over the place, but you're on a steel roller coaster if you choose to be so. Do you want to be on that wooden roller coaster and get knocked all over the place? Or do you want to be on the steel one and say, okay, just go with the flow, go with the energy, knowing that when you get to the end of the tunnel or at the end of the ride, things will be the way it's supposed to be, but you are controlling this. So really have faith in yourself and realize that you're given an opportunity here to heal so that you can start anew. So, Chris, is there anything that you'd like to add to that?
Not really. I think that being responsible for what's going on in the world is something that we all have to put our attention on, because it's not happening out there. It's happening inside our own consciousness. It's a part of who we are. And if we're failing to become a participant in resolving and healing the situations around us, then all we're doing is just creating more victimhood. So we really have to, you know, practice ownership, and as hard as it may seem at times, to be willing to accept the fact that, hey, all the enemies that you have in this world, you created. So it's time to maybe put a little love in there and turn things around. So, again, it's just, you know, reiterating over and over again that these are, or this is an era when some amazing things can occur, and it's up to you to make them occur.
Yes. And I don't know why they're asking me. Again, my spiritual family is getting larger as we're getting through this show. And they want me just to share something with all of those who listen that I went through. It wasn't recently, but it really helped me understand why certain things took place. And my soul was ready to go into a past life. And I was drawn into a past life. And I kept getting pulled back there. And it took about a year and a half for me to totally get the whole picture of this. But when my soul was ready to understand who were the players in this past life, they started revealing themselves to me. And it made me instantly understand why I went through what I went through in this lifetime, because I had been through this before with somebody. And it instantly allowed me to be able to break free, to say, why are you holding yourself prisoner to this person when in actual fact they have nothing to do with your reality here anymore, but what energetically needs to be healed can be healed now. So, you know, they're just trying to say through dreams, you know, if you get pulled into a past life, there's a lot of timeline traveling there. People are traveling in their dreams now a lot more than they used to. And, you know, don't just look at it as, you know, this took place and this is what it means. Usually there's a lot more to it. But if your soul is ready, and it's almost like I felt that it was a blessing in disguise, because when I started seeing these people and who they were in this lifetime, it allowed me to understand what it was that I was learning from this and how to be able to now send that person love and not lower vibrations like I were. So, you know, this is, again, it's that healing process and understanding that we created a lot of the situations that we went through because of past experiencing, meaning past lives, and we're here to become a stronger soul. So, you know, just, again, expect the unexpected. And when these things come up, know that they're showing up for a reason, to help you move forward, especially if you're a spiritual healer yourself or you do readings and stuff. Again, it's helping you unlock that wisdom and knowledge that lies at the soul level so that you can help more understand the journey as well. Would you agree with that, Chris?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it all comes back to ground zero, which is, do you have joy in your life? Because if you don't, you're the one who is restricting that from yourself. You're the one who is not allowing that to manifest naturally. So we are at a pivotal point here where we can embrace beauty, embrace joy, embrace love, and really maximize the human experience, which will ultimately, you know, become the superhuman experience and living in a state of grace. So it really is up to all of us to be lucid and to be committed to making sure that everybody around us is included in the journey back home.
Yes, that's beautiful. Sharing the love, sharing the love. Got to love that. You know, and if people don't realize, just simply smiling at somebody, you know, it's a lot of people think, oh, I can't do, you know, I can't do this. Remove that from your word vocabulary, my friend, can't. Especially when you're saying, well, I can't really do anything for them. Well, you know what? Maybe you can. Just go a little deeper. What's stopping you to think that you cannot help that person? Right? So, again, they're just saying, don't allow the boys or the ego to make you think something that truly is not the case. Because, again, this is us embracing our ego now and becoming friends and knowing that they're showing up for a reason. And, you know, are you going to allow them to stop you from sharing the love with somebody that you know their life can shift in a vibrational way just because of something that you know you can say to them that they're dealing with that can allow them to look at it a different way? You know, it's to me, I'm just feeling a lot of people are, their spirit is saying a lot of people are making this more difficult than it really is.
But that does seem to be human nature and human history, and that's what we're being asked to step above and to reach out beyond. You know, if we can form a circle here and all hold hands, we can actually create a shift that will resolve a lot of these patterns that have just been going on ad nauseum over and over again. So it really is about connectivity. And even like you said, just a smile is a connection and a validation. You don't have to, like, be a gazillionaire and go out and fund 1,000 different charities. Really, you can just show up with a high level of acceptance, accepting yourself and accepting others, and that's what's going to turn the journey into a journey of rejoicing rather than drudgery.
Yes. Absolutely, and very important to remember that right now, my friends. I don't know why I'm hearing there's a lot of people out there that are also involved in some type of charity work, and they're saying that, again, you're giving back. I know I'm big with the Dog Rescuer Inc. here in Oakville, but I know a lot of people are being pulled to animals or children, and they're saying, again, this is allowing you to be able to share, even if it's only 2 hours. It's not like you have to go and volunteer your time, you know, 20 hours a week. They're just saying that a little bit of something that you truly believe in at the deep of your soul that you might be able to help, you know, don't assume that you might be able to help. They're saying you can help. So, you know, go out there and, again, share the love wherever you can, knowing that you are making a difference in the bigger picture.
That's very true. So, as we're moving into, you know, this next cycle of shifts, there are going to be some bumps in the road. But there are also going to be some experiences that I would call, you know, close to being ecstatic. So you can have everything you want in life if you realize that the things you truly want are love and peace and joy and acceptance and forgiveness, because those are the only things that really matter when you come down to the end of the day.
Absolutely. And for those that are looking a little bit deeper for information on Chris, do know that you can find him at onefeatherjournal.com. And we are still doing that luminous soul readings that we are doing together, where you can go to carrieturcotte.com. It's under readings, where it's 30 minutes with myself and 30 minutes with Chris. And I obviously channel, and he looks deeper into the astrology. So again, this is just to help, you know, light up the path to allow you to be able to step forward into you know, what soul is trying to bring forward to you. So it's more like immediate, I would think, Spirit is saying right now that if I was to tap into your energy, Spirit's going to tell me, you know, what it is that needs to be able to be released or healed within your soul to be able to move forward. And I feel that Chris is going to be able to validate that which Spirit speaks through me. So, you know, he's a beautiful soul. I don't know if you haven't had a reading with Chris, he's a beautiful, beautiful soul. And he's got, as you all know, he's very intelligent. He's got lots of wisdom and knowledge. And he's got a very strong connection with the divine.
Well, thank you for that, Carrie. And, you know, I honor your gifts, too, that you're sharing with humankind. And right now, this is really what it's all about, is that we do have to be willing to make that connection with each other, to share the gifts of love and respect. And as a result of that, we push forward our own growth as well as the growth of those people in our surroundings. So eventually we'll all come to a point where we're awake and we're looking at the world around us going, wow, that was kind of stupid. Let's not do that again.
Well, we say that quite often, don't we, Chris?
Oh, yes.
Thank you again, my friend. I truly appreciate the Astro Sage. And Chris will be back at the end of the month, my friends, with another Charting the Tides of Life. And have a wonderful week. Remember, go in, love yourself, and know that we all will get through this together. Thanks so much, Chris. You have a wonderful week, my friend.
You as well. Bye.
Take care, my friends. Have a